The health and life insurance world is big and confusing. Everybody needs insurance, but it's hard to get it unless you got a guy. And that guy is Antonio Briseño. Antonio's an independent, licensed insurance agent. He's contracted with Health Markets Insurance Agency, and the information he's going to give you is general in nature. It is educational. It is not legal advice. And now, here he is on KRDO News Radio. It's the agent, the guy who gets it done, Antonio Briseño.
The insurance system makes everybody nuts. Here's Antonio Briseño. He's the agent. I'm your co-host, Ted Robertson. Antonio's the guy who gets things done in the insurance world. He's got 20 years in the business. He's seen this industry from the inside out. He's seen it change. He's seen it get insanely chaotic. It's not a DIY thing anymore. You've got to have an agent to handle this stuff for you. That's why he does what he does. So today's theme is carrier changes. Since the beginning of the Affordable Care Act back in 2014, there have been some incredibly, monumentally wide-ranging, lots of effect changes, and you've got to know about this stuff. In the first segment, we're talking about open enrollment, which is just 4 months away, and are you aware of that and what that means to you? In the second segment, we're talking about those changes that have been affecting carriers. Mainly, the Affordable Care Act has affected their relationship with you and you with yours. Another stronger bit of information to make the case why you've got to have somebody like Antonio in your world. Antonio, preface for us today. Talk about the theme of the program. Affordable Care Act has really, really sent ripples through the insurance industry force.
And it's quite interesting because the most thing that most people concentrate on is going to be 2014, when we started with the open enrollment periods, we started with the penalties, we started with these are the carriers you have to choose from, and all of this was completely different than it had been the previous year. But most people don't understand, well, you know, Affordable Care Act actually started in 2008, so it's been around a long time. But the biggest effect that most people saw was in 2014. And so we're going to go through some of those changes in the second segment of what carriers we had at one time, who we've lost, how those planes have changed, and a lot of these different things just to kind of give you an idea of what has happened since 2014. But really what we want to concentrate on now is, you know, are you ready? You know, that's the big question. Because open enrollment for individual insurance is November 1st. Well, we're not that far away. And the year is quickly, you know, passing by.
I'd say flying.
Flying is a good one as well.
How did we get to, how did we get to July 6th already? How did that happen?
I don't know. It's pretty crazy. And, you know, It's just incredible. And, you know, so we're looking at that and all the things we're trying to do, pretty nuts. And so we want you to be aware. We want you to be ready. And that's the biggest thing. And we talk about Medicare. Well, that's even scarier because Medicare is 3 months away. That's October 15th. Now we're getting really scary. So we'll talk about that later. But, you know, so individual. When can we enroll? Well, you can enroll from November 1st to January 15th. If you don't enroll November 1st to January 15th, then you have to have a life-changing event like we've talked about before. So if you don't understand this, you don't know how this works, you're still confused after these years, you know, give me a call, 719-203-6424. You'll be able to talk to me or talk to one of my assistants, and we're all gonna walk you through this and help you understand, and we're gonna gather lots of information for you so we can make sure we're getting the best package, best plans for you for your particular situation. And you know, that's what our emphasis always is we're gonna sit down with you do a full analysis to make sure that you're taken care of for open enrollment in years to come. So, you know, those big things, those effective dates. So remember those effective dates, very important, November 1st through January 15th. And the other things you want to look at is, Okay, so we got our deadlines, we got our effective dates, we know what those are. And we know if we don't enroll during that time, you know, we better have a life-changing event, or you're going to be stuck without insurance, and that's no fun. Okay, so, you know, how are we going to help you with this? And so my office, what we do is we're always preparing for open enrollment. We're preparing for open enrollment now. It's a very chaotic, crazy time. And so if you have been without insurance for a while, whether it's been 6 months or 6 years, give my office a call. You can meet with me before November, and we can actually do a longer appointment where we sit down and really look at you. And that's the biggest thing that I do, is I look at all my clients individually and look at their individual situation, their lifestyle, their family, medical conditions, prescriptions, everything. And so what we do is we're going to go ahead and concentrate on you. And that's why we say we do more of a relationship. It's more of creating a relationship with our clients. It's more of a consultation. We're not going to go ahead and say, okay, well, here it is. You know, here's your plan. Here's the 800 number, the number of the call if you have questions. And there you go. No, what we're going to do is we're going to give you a lot of information. We're going to find out what's going to work best for you. We're going to do a full analysis. And that's why when you call in to my office and you're going to go ahead and talk to one of my assistants, the first thing they're going to do is they're going to make sure that the appointment is set. Second thing they're going to do is they're going to make sure they have all the information we need. And they're going to ask for a lot. So that all goes into our calendar and that goes into our system so I can calculate rates, I can calculate what's going to be the best plan for you. And so I can do some preliminary work to get an idea of what's going to work for you. And then we're going to go ahead and go deeper when you're in the office or we have our phone call. And, you know, we all do this so that we can help you to have the best coverage possible. And so, like I'm saying, if you haven't met with me before, give us a call ahead of time. Get in the office before open enrollment because there are things that we can do ahead of time. We can basically find out what works best for you. And then when open enrollment hits, all we need to do is go ahead and look at the new rates, make sure all the plans are the same, send you a quote and say, hey, this is what we're looking at. Slightly different than we discussed. Do you want to go with this? We put it in and you're done. It's that easy. If we prepare, it's all about the preparation. And so that's what we do. And so if you never worked with me before, give me a call, get an appointment, and you can get into the office before open enrollment, and we can actually do some preparing. So 719-203-6424. Come see us. You can stop by as well. We also have links where we can actually send you a link to our calendar, and then you can go ahead and look at your schedule, look at our schedule, and find the best time for you. That actually works really well for our clients also. And so the biggest thing is we want you to be prepared. We don't want you to come up, give us a call, you know, the last day of open enrollment, which happens all the time. Last day of open enrollment, oh, hey, I forgot, I've been busy. You know, be proactive. Give us a call. Let's get into the office ahead of time. And then what we, during open enrollment, it is crazy. It's very crazy. And so we don't have a lot of time to go ahead and do the deep questions and everything. And so we're going to do the best we can. We're going to do everything we can during open enrollment to answer all your questions and make sure you understand. But a lot of times what we need to do is we need to get the basics, we get it done, and then we set up another appointment later on to go ahead and really make sure everything looks good because we're limited on time. There's only so much time to get everyone enrolled in basically that very little time that we have. If you look at that, that's November 1st to January 15th. You know, a lot of people in the city, a lot of people in the state. So we want to help you. We want to try and get this done quickly. And we want to go ahead and be proactive. And we want to be able to give you as much attention as possible. So if you're able to come into the office earlier, great. We can go ahead and spend more time and do a very thorough analysis and make sure that you understand how it works, especially if you haven't had insurance for a while, because things have changed, as we're going to talk about in our next segment, about all of the changes that we've had. And because of all these changes that have happened, this is why it gets really confusing for people. And so that's why I'm saying, give us a call at 719-203-6424. If you hadn't had insurance for a while, set up an appointment so that way we can sit down with you and we have plenty of time to be very thorough.
All right, Antonio, I'm going to toss a couple of questions in that I think our listeners might be asking right now. What do I need to bring with me for that first appointment with you?
Well, that's a great question, Ted. So we have actually spent a lot of time being very proactive and getting a lot of things prepared for open enrollment and then just generally for our clients. So when you call my office and you talk to Clarissa, she is actually going to go ahead and tell you everything that's needed. Like I said, there's two ways to go ahead and do it. One, she can send you a link and you can fill out the calendar yourself. And it's very detailed of everything we need. Or what she'll do is, if you're not as tech savvy, she'll go ahead and do the appointment for you, and she'll ask you all the questions right there. So we actually have our system step by step, so we make sure we get all the information we need for our clients for that appointment.
Okay. Let's give some examples of what's on that list that I might need to have with me or have in front of me when I'm either on the phone with you or in your office with you.
Well, we'll need date of births for everyone in the family. Of course, we'll need their names as well. If you have a nickname you prefer, that's helpful. We'll need your address. We'll need your zip code. We're going to need phone numbers. We're going to need email addresses. We're going to need your employer name. We're going to need the employer address. We'll need your driver's license. We'll need the expiration date for your driver's license. A lot of times we'll need height and weight as well. And then we will need, some people are more comfortable giving it to us in the appointment, which is fine, but we'll also need social security numbers for all family members as well. And then we also need to know how you're filing your taxes. That's some of it.
Okay, so you haven't put anything on that list so far that is unattainable or that I generally couldn't answer sort of off the top of my head, which gives me and I think a lot of our listeners a lot of relief that you're not going to ask me for things that I just can't provide. I think that's a huge deterrent for people that, first of all, I don't have any idea what you're going to ask of me. And if you do ask of me, I may be, wow, how the heck do I get my hands on that stuff? That's why you're the agent. You make this easy. You want people to feel relaxed and confident they're going to be able to get this job done for them when you get together with them. Right, Antonio?
Yeah.
Okay, so in the next segment, we're going to talk about those carrier changes as a result of the Affordable Care Act, which really brought about a lot of negatives in the insurance industry. And it brought about a huge positive, and that is Health Markets Insurance, and Antonio Briceño being able to sit and help you through all this stuff. It's time for a break. You're listening to Antonio Briceño. He's the agent. This is KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM. Listen live online at KRDO.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Bill Engvall, and I'm here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, a national organization helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. Mike, the news reports keep saying that the rates might actually be going down.
The cost of many Medicare plans are decreasing this year. So you have to ask yourself, are you getting the best rate? Health Markets offers a free service with access to thousands of Medicare plans, plans that can eliminate your out-of-pocket costs, plans with $0 premium, and even plans that pay you back.
All right, Mike, with the enrollment deadline for Medicare coming soon, what should people keep in mind?
With so many new options, it can be confusing. You can get objective help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more. With lower copays, more choices like dental, vision, and prescription drug coverage, and the freedom to see the doctors you choose. Don't miss out on savings you deserve. Our Health Markets Medicare assistance is free.
Thanks, Mike. Hey, folks, your Medicare is just too important to put off. So call Health Markets today and find out how much you could be saving.
Welcome back. I'm Ted Robertson, co-hosting for Antonio Briseño, the agent, the guy who gets things done. And a reminder for you, I always give a lot of information in these broadcasts, so we keep them by podcast for you. Head on over to KRDO.com, select the radio tab, and click on podcasts, and look for the agent. There is a whole category of nothing but agent broadcasts, agent programs and shows. You can go back to any one of those at any time you want. They are totally and completely free. You can download them and you can listen to them at your convenience. And if there's something about any of them that spark your imagination or get you motivated, which really is the point, to give Antonio a call, that's the purpose that he wants to accomplish. So, Antonio, we're going to talk about those carrier changes. What carriers, since the Affordable Care Act came into play, what carriers have left the state and stopped offering individual coverage? And how is that affecting somebody who is a prospective client of yours?
Yeah, so it's not as simple as that, actually. And, you know, and so let's go back. We're going to go back a little further than that because we've actually had changes since 2011. So 2011 basically is when Aetna left. Aetna had stopped offering individual coverage in Colorado. And so at that time, who did we have? You know, so that's the question. So at that time, we had Humana, we had United Healthcare, we had Cigna, we had Colorado Choice, we had Rocky Mountain, we had, of course, Anthem. And so we had a lot of, and Kaiser, we had a lot of companies at that time. So, you know, you had a lot of choices. And back then, we did a lot of work with Humana, and we did a lot of work with United Healthcare, just depending on what area you lived in. Because at that time, zip codes made a big difference. So let's say I could have been up in more of the western areas, western mountains and so forth. And, you know, we did a lot of United Healthcare up in that area. It had a great plan. And so we did a lot of work with those. And of course, we always did supplemental plans as well, because this is the one thing you might be shocked to know. Did you know that the deductibles and max out-of-pockets before the Affordable Care Act were actually higher? They were double, triple, and sometimes quadruple, depending on family sizes. So, you know, that is actually a positive thing. Our max out-of-pockets and deductibles have actually gone down. But, you know, still, $8,000 is quite a bit of money to come up with if you go to the hospital. So you always want to look and see, how can we help ourselves and how can we protect ourselves? And that's why we're always looking at putting the best coverage all together for you. That's going to be more comprehensive by doing your health insurance and doing supplemental insurance and looking at disability and life insurance, because you need a whole package. You need to be taken care of holistically because your life is holistic. So we don't want to look at just one piece of the pie. So, okay, so let's look at that. So now we're going into 2014. You had to start doing enrollments in 2013 to prepare for 2014. And who did you have? Who were you able to enroll in? Well, at that time, we had Humana still. It was great. We're doing a lot of work with them. We had United Healthcare. We had Cigna. Aetna was gone. We had Colorado Choice. We had Anthem. And we had Kaiser. So great. Things were doing well. One thing that people didn't realize as well is you were also able to keep, if you had another plan, a lot of these plans grandfathered. And so you were able to keep the original plan that you had before that was no longer available. So, and these were called grandfathered plans. So you were able to keep this plan for a certain amount of time. Now, after so many years, then federal government, the state governments, they started saying, okay, well, now we're going to, and the insurance companies said, we're going to now no longer allow these grandfathered plans. And so when we're thinking about this, from 2014, I would say for 3 to 4 years after that, we had a major change each year where you had to go ahead and completely change in a different company, different plan, different prices, different deductibles, different max out-of-pockets, everything. And we did that for a good 3 years. It was very interesting. It was chaotic for us, to say the least, because every year it's like, oh my gosh, I got to take my whole entire book and shift it within a month and a half. Okay, no problem. Yeah, right. So we've had these changes and it was kind of crazy. So, you know, so let's go a little further. So then we go ahead and we lost Humana. So Humana decided, you know what? We are not going to go ahead and work in the individual market anymore. It's not working for us. So they left. So Humana's gone. Okay. Well, and then we had a new company come in. And we thought that was going to be awesome. And it was awesome. And that was Colorado Health Op. So if any of you have been following, you know, Colorado Health Op was a great company. We really loved them. Well, unfortunately, they were supposed to be subsidized for the government. Government was supposed to pay them like $30 million. I can't tell you whose fault everything was, but it didn't work out. They didn't get the money, and they had to close shop. Another time, we had to go ahead and shift clients again. So, a lot of fun. And I miss that company because they had... One of the things I loved about them, they had an HSA with an $1,800, that's $1,800 max out of pocket. Oh my gosh, was that incredible. I mean, I had pregnant women lining up to get that one because you think about it, if you're going to have a baby, you know that's a big expense. Well, if you can guarantee within, and if you're having that baby all in 1 year and you can guarantee your expenses aren't going to be more than $1,800, oh my gosh, you're like singing. It's more money to go ahead and paint the room and get the nursery together. It was awesome. Well, that went away. Never seen that again, but that was cool. And then we also had another company called Access. They did some good things as well. They went away. United Healthcare decided to leave as well. And then, and I believe this was about 2017, Cigna had some great plans. Cigna decided, well, you know what? We got to make some changes too. So they decided to no longer offer individual plans in El Paso County. Not only that, but then they went ahead and they changed to only offer their smaller network. So now we have Cigna in the Denver area, some areas in there. If you want to know exactly where they're available, they still have good plans. Give me a call, 719-203-6424. But it is the smaller of their plans that they had before. And so now, who do we got? Well, we've talked about this more than once. So in El Paso County, we have Kaiser. We have Anthem. We have Bright. And we have Friday. Now... Oh, we missed one. So what about another favorite we had that we had to do a whole big shift on? Colorado Choice. Well, most of you know who Colorado Choice is because if they were still around today, they would have been around for 47 years in Colorado only. So they were the largest independent individual carrier, but they also offered small group and Medicare. So, you know, they hit some of the financial challenges as well. And so great thing about them is they didn't completely go away. That's where Friday Health Plans came from, as we've talked about before. So Friday Health Plans came in and basically took over cholera choice. So now we got Friday, we have Kaiser, we have Bright, we have Anthem. So that's how we have in El Paso County. When you're going into Denver and we go into Pueblo, in the different areas, that can shift a little bit. So those are, you know, so huge changes. And so that's why we always say, hey, if you have any questions, you have any concerns, you're not sure, you know, who you're going to use, give us a call. 719-203-6424, because this stuff is confusing. And the changes don't stop. If you listened last week, we talked about how the max out-of-pockets are increasing for next year. We talked about some areas where Kaiser is not going to go ahead and offer coverage anymore. And so it's never ending, it feels like. So, you know, just to be proactive and be aware of what's going to happen and how you can be taken care of, give us a call at 719-203-6424. All right, so, you know, the biggest thing is we want to help you so you're not in one of those situations where if you have a medical condition and you don't have the coverage and you can't get your prescriptions, we want to take care of you. We want to make sure that you're taken care of the best and you don't have to go through that stress and have to worry about that. So also, you know, we always want to remind you that we are doing our meditation classes every Saturday, 8 a.m. at Boulder Park. Now, you know, when it starts getting colder, we're not going to have the Polar Bear Club. You know, some people might be a little, you know, upset about that, but, you know, we haven't got that far. We will do it inside, and we'll give you the new address of where that's going to be. But right now, it is every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. at Boulder Park, and it's a beginner's class. So come join us, learn how to relax.
Antonio, let's talk about what's coming up on next week's show.
All right. So next week, we are going to go ahead and talk about everybody's favorite subject, because we get this all the time. And you know what? And I was thinking about this, and I asked around. And I said, what do you think? What do you think we should talk about? So I asked people, and, you know, everybody said, budgeting. What's it going to cost? So we're going to go ahead and talk about how much does health insurance cost? How do we figure out that cost? How is that cost calculated? So you have a little idea of that process that's involved.
Good job today, Antonio. Lots of great information as always. Get the podcast totally free, 24/7, KRDO.com. Hit the radio tab and select on podcast. In the meantime, if you've got questions, you want to set an appointment because you need insurance, call Antonio at 719-203-6424. If he can't personally answer your call, you'll get one of his staff members. Leave a message, and you will get a call back, and you'll get an appointment. The appointment is the critical thing. Thank you for listening. That's it for this edition of The Agent with Antonio Briseño, the guy who gets things done, your guy. Join him Saturday mornings at 11:30 on KRDO News Radio. Listen live at KRDO.com and on demand anytime. KRDO.com, select the radio tab, and click on podcasts.
You've been listening to Antonio Briseño, The Agent. If you don't got a guy who gets it done, you got one now. The Agent has everything you need to know and the place you need to go to get health and life insurance. Saturday mornings, 11:30, only on KRDO News Radio.